They've always had talent on their list, West Coast, and they've always got the ability to bring someone home. There's always Western Australia players around, and so
is that someone in 2022, Paddy Cripps?
Could possibly be. My belief with Paddy is I think he's a Carlton person. Always tough to move captains out of clubs, but I will say that next year's a big year for the Carlton Football Club and Paddy Cripps. I would think that if Carlton play finals, Patrick Cripps stays at Carlton pretty much for the rest of his playing career. If Carlton don't play finals, well, then it starts to get a little bit shaky whether he remains at that club
or not. To keep selling him the message and the hope. Yeah.
So, and that's when you get to free agency. I guess that's how it all works. It's your right. And I would think that if that was the case, West Coast would be right on the radar, and particularly with what's going to be moved out of there next season, there'd be some significant money and there would be some room there at West Coast.
What do you read of the Paddy Cripps situation, Matt? Is it as simple? And again, that's, I'm encapsulating a wider conversation there with Soss, but finals is a requirement in order to convince him to stay as a Blue?
It's a big year, isn't it, for the Blues? They'd want to be making the eight next year. Certainly he'd be thinking, you know, I've done some hard yards here. I wouldn't mind playing in a final every now and again. but there's going to be some severe pressure, as Soss spoke about, from Frio and from West Coast for him to go back. We think that both clubs will have room in their salary cap to get him back in. I've never, ever heard him talk about, or anyone else talk about, the lure of home for Paddy Cripps. And I do know that he's not actually from Perth.
He's out of Perth, country Perth.
Yeah, because I remembered interviewing him and he was living in a unit, I think with his sister or something, and his parents lived somewhere else, which I can't remember. But he was very comfortable in his own skin there. I've never heard of the lure. So really interesting to see what happens. I couldn't see him re-signing early in the year or something like that, Soss. This is going to play out.
Really?
I got a feeling it'll play out a fair while because the pressure would have come. I mean, the pressure was coming. Will be coming now from those two clubs. They're reading the play. Kennedy's got one more year. He'll retire at the end of next year. Hearn probably, if he's got one more year, retire then. They'll be on good dough. Maybe Darling comes back off good dough. Shuey comes back off good dough. Natanui's on good money. He'll be coming off good money, I think. So they'll have plenty of money to pay for him, and they probably need a boost in the midfield then. So to mix him with Kelly and try and get going again and win another flag.
Yeah. He'd look across his locker room, wouldn't he, and see Mark Murphy, who had temptation to go elsewhere to begin with, stayed at the Blues and then had regular offers to go elsewhere. And he wouldn't think anything about staying, would he, Mark Murphy? But ultimately, he's played a whole career effectively without having any impact in a finals situation as a Blue.
Yeah, one thing I will say with Paddy, he's seen the rebuild happen, and I think he would know. We sat him down as a club, and not only him, a number of our more senior players and experienced players, because when we went down that track, you needed to sell it to your players, your members, everyone, and full credit to the footy club, they did that. So he's been along the journey. He's always eager to know who's on our radar. He likes to even throw some names up. So as most players do that are invested in your football club,
Is he a footy head?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he loves his footy. I think he's got a really good balance in terms of, you know, what he does away from football and footy. So he is invested in the club. But there is, obviously, he's lived what we've done there. He's seen the talent there. But it's how quickly now this talent's going to come through. And I think next year's a critical year in so many ways for that football club.